So today I want to talk about the ascension of Jesus Christ.
امروز میخوام در مورد بالا رفتن عیسی مسیح صحبت کنم.
Because of course this week it was ascension in Greece.
این هفته جشن رو بودش بالا رفتن عیسی مسیح بر ابرها در یونان بود.
In the rest of Europe they celebrated it a week earlier.
کل دیگه اروپا یه هفته زودتر.
And in general this event gets less attention than Easter or Pentecost.
معمولا این روز توجه زیادی بهش نمیشه توی که دنیای مسیحی به
And ascension is between those, in the middle of those. And it's the event where Jesus is taken up into heaven. Yeah, he first he died on the cross. He rose again. But a short period of time after the resurrection, he physically walked this earth before he ascended into heaven. And of course, after that, you have the outpouring of the Holy Ghost at Pentecost.
بعدش داریم که روح القدس جاری شد و روی همه ایمانداران در روز پنتکاست.
This period between the resurrection and
Pentecost was
basically a period of transition.
زمان آماده شدن شاگردان عیسی مسیح بود. تبدیل یک مکان.
Yeah, for more than 3 years.
بیش از 3 سال.
The disciples had been with Jesus.
کل شاگردان عیسی مسیح.
They lived with him.
زندگی کردن هر روزه با عیسی
غذا خوردن
هر روزه باهاش همه جا رفتن همه جا سفر کردن
they were part of the ministry
عضو یک خدمتی بودن که در کنار عیسی
but now they have come a time of transition
زمان تغییر این اتفاق
a time that they were not all the time with Jesus
زمانی که همش در کنار عیسی نیستن قدم به قدم کنارش نیستن
Jesus was not physically with them all the time
عیسی مسیح جسمانی همیشه باهاشون نبوده
Yeah, so this is this, in this time is
در این زمان
is a change happening
تغییری ایجاد داره میشه
go to Luke 24
لوقا 24 رو باز کنید
yeah So after the resurrection, we have several occasions that Jesus has encounters with the disciples and interacts with them. And of course, the first one is on the day of resurrection. Of his resurrection. And we're going to read in Luke 24 about two disciples who had witnessed everything that happened on resurrection day. They had not seen Jesus yet.
ولی خود عیسی رو
And they were on the road to Emmaus.
دارن میرن به یک شهری به نام در جاده‌ای به نام آموس.
Let's where they are met by Jesus.
Yeah,
let's start reading from verse 13.
در حقیقت عیسی مسیح اونجا رو ملاقات میکنه.
Till 16.
13 تا 16 صفحه 140.
And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him.
و اینک در همان روز دو نفر از ایشان به سوی دهکده‌ای می‌رفتند که از اورشلیم به مسافت 60 تیر پرتاب دور بود و اما آسمان داشت. و با یکدیگر از تمام این وقایع گفتگو می‌کردند و چون ایشان مشغول صحبت و مباحثه بودند ناگاه خود عیسی نزدیک شده با ایشان همراه شد ولی چشمان ایشان بسته بود تا او را نشناسند
Yeah, so Jesus meets them, even though initially they don't recognize him. Yeah, they talk together on the road, Jesus is explaining the scriptures to them. They end up inviting Jesus for a meal and evening, and their eyes are opened. Now, you can read everything in between, but just skip to verse 31 for the sake of time. And we read 31 to 33. And their eyes are opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight and they said one to another did not our heart burn within us when he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them
آیا دل در درون ما نمی‌سوخت وقتی که در راه با ما سخن می‌گفت و کتب را برای ما تفسیر می‌کرد و در آن ساعت درخواسته به اورشلیم بازگشت کردند و آن 11 را یافتند که با رفقای خود
Yeah, so now their eyes are opened. They recognize Jesus. They have seen the resurrected Christ.
Yeah?
And this was on the resurrection day in the evening. And they decide to immediately turn back to Jerusalem. Yeah, to tell the rest of the disciples. Now listen to the first thing they're saying. In verse 34. Saying, the Lord is risen indeed and had appeared to Simon. Yeah, so the two disciples have... These two has seen Jesus now. They also mention Simon Peter.
Yeah,
really did see Jesus. Because initially people were skeptical. When he said that. And now we have another appearing of Jesus. Keep on reading. 35-40. And they told what things were done in the way. And how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as thus they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, and you see as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he shewed him his hand. Hands and his feet.
و آن دو نفر نیز از سرگذشت راه کیفیت شناختن و هنگام پاره کردن نان خبر دادند و ایشان در این گفتگو می بودند که ناگاه عیسی خود را در میان ایشان ایستاده و ایشان گفت سلام بر شما باد. اما ایشان لرزان و ترسان شده گمان بردند که روحی می بینند. ایشان گفت چرا مضطرب شدید و برای چه در دلهای شما تردید روی می دهد؟ دست و پاهایم را ملاحظه کنید که من خود هستم و دست بر من گذارده ببینید. زیرا که روح گوشت و استخوان ندارد چنان که می نگرید که در من است. این را گفت و دست ها و پاهای خود را به دیشان نشان داد.
Yeah, so Jesus shows himself here to a bigger group now. And he shows him his hands and feet. Yeah, they're afraid, oh, is it a spirit? No, I'm of flesh and bone.
میگه ببینیم گوشت و استخون دارم، از روح نیستم.
You can touch me. Yeah, I can eat things, as we'll see.
Now,
one disciple is missing.
And
that's Thomas.
Thomas.
And that event leads to another appearing of Jesus Christ. Go to John 20.
John 20.
And read verses 24 till
29.
Because Thomas is not believing the disciples when they tell him that they had seen Jesus. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust them into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me and yet have believed.
اما توماس یکی از آن 12 که دوباره خوانده میشد وقتی که عیسی آمد با ایشان نبود. پس شاگردان دیگر بدو گفتند خداوند را دیدیم. به ایشان گفت تا در دو دست جای میخها را نبینم و انگشت خود را در جای میخها نگذارم و دست خود را بر پهلویش ننهم ایمان نخواهم آورد. و بعد از 8 روز باز شاگردان با توما در خانه جمع بودند و درها بسته بود که ناگاه عیسی آمد در میان ایستاده گفت سلام بر شما باد. پس توما گفت انگشت خود را به اینجا بیاور و دستهای من را ببین و دست خود را بیاور و بر پهلوی من بگذار و بی ایمان مباش بلکه ایمان داشته باش. توما در جواب وی گفت ای خداوند من و ای خدای من ای خدای من. عیسی گفت ای توما بعد از دیدنم ایمان آوردی، خوشا به حال آنهایی که ندیده ایمان آوردند. و عیسی معجزات بسیار دیگر نزد شاگردان نمود که در این کتاب نوشته نشد.
Yeah, so this is the second time Jesus reveals himself to the group of the disciples.
Yeah.
Go to John 21:1. John 21:1-2. After these things, Jesus shewed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on the wise shewed he himself. They were together, Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples.
شمعون پتروس و تومای معروف به دوقلو و نتنائیل و که از آنای جعیل بود و دو پسر زبدی و دو نفر دیگر از شاگردان او جمع بودند.
Yeah, so it's seven of them here. Yeah, they decided to go out fishing because they were four original trade fishermen. And Jesus meets them on the beach there. And this is also the story where Peter is getting restored.
Yeah,
read these verses yourself. Skip to verse 14. This now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead.
و این مرتبه سوم بود که عیسی بعد از برخاستن از مردگان خود را به شاگردان ظاهر کرد.
Yeah, so this was the third time.
سومین بار بود.
That he showed himself to this group.
خودش به شاگرداش و به گروهش نشون داد.
Now in another location.
الان یه جای دیگه.
So it was a few times that Jesus showed himself in this period.
عیسی مسیح تو این زمانی که اتفاق افتاده بوده خودش رو در کنارش
گذاشت. Yeah, till eventually he'll get to the last time they meet together.
بعد میرسیم به آخرین روزی که او رو میبینن.
Which was followed up directly by his ascension into heaven.
بلافاصله بعد از اون بالا رفتن عیسی مسیح به آسمان اتفاق افتاد.
Before we look at that.
قبل از اینکه به اون تاریخ و به اون زمان
that every encounter that Jesus had after the resurrection was with a believer.
و دقت کنین هر باری که عیسی مسیح خودش رو آشکار کرد بعد از مرگ و زنده شدنش فقط با ایماندار.
Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians 15.
اول قرنتیان
1 Corinthians 15 and read verses 5 till 8.
آیه 5 تا 8.
And this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians.
اینجا پولس رسول برای قرنتیان می‌نویسه.
And he's telling who has seen Jesus after he was resurrected.
Yeah.
And it says, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto his presence, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one of born out of due time.
و اینک به کلیفا ظاهر شد و بعد از آن به آن 12 و پس از آن به بیش از 500 برادران یک بار ظاهر شد که بیشتر از ایشان تا امروز باقی هستند اما بعضی خوابیدند از آن پس به یعقوب ظاهر شد و بعد به همه رسولان و آخر همه بر من مثل نوزاده بیموقع ظاهر گردید.
Yeah, of course Cephas, yeah, another name from him is Peter, Simon Peter. Yeah, he was the first one.
Kifa, نام دیگه پتروس هست. اولین نفری که ظاهر میشه پتروس هست.
And of course, the ladies had seen Jesus as well.
خانوم ها بودن که دیدن.
Then he had the 12.
12 تا شاگرد.
The 500 brethren.
500 تا برادر رو دیدن.
Yeah, not random people.
هر کسی نبوده.
500 brethren.
500 برادر.
Yeah, they were believers.
یک بار ظاهر شد. یعنی 500 ایماندار بودن.
And to all the apostles.
بعد به یعقوب و به همه رسولان.
Yeah, because there were more than 12 apostles.
چون بیشتر از 12 رسول بودن.
He also had at least 70 that were sent out.
می‌دونیم که 70 تا رسول حداقل داشتیم.
Here's where he didn't go.
جایی که نرفته کجا بود؟
He didn't show himself to.
که خودشون نشون نداده.
To the Pharisees.
به فریسیان نشون نداد.
To the Sadducees.
به صدوقیان نشون نداد.
To Pilate.
به پیلاتوس نشون نداد.
To the unbelieving masses.
به غیر ایماندارانی که دورش جمع می شدن خودش رو نشون نداد.
Let's show them wrong. Yeah.
ثابت کنم بهشون که اشتباه کردن. بیا خودم رو نشون بدم که ثابت کنم اشتباه کردن. چرا عیسی مسیح بعد از زنده شدنش فقط به ایماندارا خودش
نشون داد؟ Because the Bible says that it must believe without seeing.
کلام خداوند میگه باید
بدون
دیدن باید
ایمان بیاریم.
بدون داشتن ایمان هیچ کسی نمیتونه خدا رو راضی کنه.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
پس ایمان بر چیزهایی است که بدان امید داریم و برهان چیزهایی نادیده.
Jesus appeared only to people who already placed their trust in him.
عیسی مسیح فقط به کسایی ظاهر شد که بهش اطمینان کردند.
Now at the end of this period of 40 days,
آخر 40 روز,
we have the ascension.
Now
how do we know it was 40 days?
کجا می‌دونیم 40 روز بوده؟
Now go to Acts chapter 1.
اعمال رسولان فصل 1.
Because it just tells us there.
اونجا بهمون میگه.
Acts 1 verse 3.
آیه 3.
To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
که به ایشان نیز بعد از رنج کشیدن خود خیشتن را با دلایل بسیار زنده نشان داد که در مدت 40 روز در ایشان ظاهر می‌شد و درباره امور ملکوت خدا سخن می‌گفت.
Yeah, so Jesus showed himself to the apostles and the believers for 40 days. That was the first time that Jesus was seen on the day of his resurrection. Yeah, which would be, by the way, on Sunday, the first day of the week. When was the last time they saw Jesus? At his ascension. Yeah, so that means that the ascension is always 40 days, exactly 4 days after the resurrection.
Now, let's
see that story about the ascension from Luke 24. Go to Luke 24 and read 50 to 53. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. He lifted up his hands, blessed. Let me search it up a moment. And they, yeah, and they worshipped him.
Where?
And it is verses.
47.
No, it's not 47. It's verses 50.
50.
Yeah, 50 until 53.
50 to 53.
And let me read the last two verses. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen.
50 to 53.
Luke 24,
50 to 53.
Yeah, and this was the last time they physically saw Jesus. Yeah, the ascension basically brought them to an end. Of having Jesus physically with them. It was a closing. He blessed them.
And
they physically saw Jesus being taken up.
It says
he was carried up into heaven. Go to Mark 16 verse 19. Which is also the ascension. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God.
و خداوند بعد از آن که به ایشان سخن گفته بود به سوی آسمان بالا رفته به دست راست خدا بنشست.
He was received up into heaven.
به آسمان برده شد.
He was carried up into heaven.
به آسمان برده شد.
Why do we call it ascension?
چرا میگیم ربوده شدن عیسی مسیح، بالا برده شدن عیسی مسیح، ascension؟
Go to John 20 because those words are used in different places.
در اونجا اون کلمه استفاده شده.
John 20:17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.
عیسی به او گفت مرا لمس مکن زیرا که هنوز نزد پدر خود بالا نرفتم اما نزد برادران من رفته به ایشان بگو که نزد پدر خود و پدر شما و خدای خود و خدای شما میروم.
Yeah, Jesus talks about ascending to his Father.
عیسی مسیح بالا رفتن به پدر رو صحبت میکنه.
Now, where did Jesus go?
کجا عیسی رفت?
Where is Jesus now?
الان کجاست?
Now, we already saw that Jesus was carried up into heaven.
دیدیم که عیسی مسیح به آسمان رو
بوده شد. He was received up into heaven.
به آسمان در دست راست پدر.
Jesus went to heaven.
عیسی مسیح به آسمان رفت.
But let's get some more details on that.
اما بیایم جزئیات بیشتر.
Go to the book of Romans.
در کتاب رومیان.
Romans 8:34.
8:34. رومیان 8:34.
Was he that condemned? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
کیست که ایشان را محکوم کند؟ مسیح است که مرد بلکه نیز برخاست، آنکه به دست راست خدا همان است
Yeah, so Jesus is in heaven, but he is in heaven more specifically at the right hand of God. Go to Hebrews 1, Hebrews 1 verse 3. Well, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
که فروغ جلالش و مظهر کامل ذاتش بوده و به کلمه نیرومند خود نگهدارنده همه موجودات بوده چون پاک کردن گناهان ما را به واسطه خود اتمام رسانی به دست راست کبریا در اعلا بنشست.
God, this is about Jesus.
در مورد عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, even this verse makes that clear.
حتی این آیه هم آشکار میکنه.
Yeah, read the context otherwise. Yeah? He is the one who by himself purged our sins.
که او پاک کردن گناهان ما به واسطه خود
Jesus.
اتمام رسانید. عیسی مسیح گناهان ما را پاک کرد.
He did that.
او پاکش کرد.
You cannot purge your sins.
شما نمیتونید پاک کنید.
Purged your sins.
There's
no good work he can do to do this.
هیچ عمل نیکویی نداریم که ما بتونیم
پاکش
کنیم. And
it says, Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
عیسی مسیح در دست پدر خداوند
نشست. Jesus is in heaven.
عیسی مسیح
and he is on the throne.
و بر روی سلطنت خداوند، تخت سلطنت خداوند.
Hebrews 10:12.
عبرانیان 10:12.
And I'm just reading you a few of them. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Yeah, Jesus is on the right hand of God in heaven. And he's in a position of authority. In a position of honor. Yeah. Now, why did Jesus not stay on earth, you might say? To set things straight. Why did he have to go to heaven? Now, the answer is, it's actually beneficial for us that he went to heaven. We benefit from the fact that Jesus is where he is at this point in time.
Now,
let's look at some things, why it is a benefit. Let's look why this transition was important for the disciples as well.
Yeah,
as it is for us today.
Go
to John 16. John 16 verse 7. John 16 verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send them unto you.
و من به شما راست میگویم که رفتن من برای شما مفید است. زیرا اگر نروم، تسلادهنده نزد شما نخواهد آمد. اما اگر بروم، او را نزد شما میفرستم.
Now, first notice that the Bible says that it's a good thing. Yeah? It is expedient. It's good for you that Jesus ascended into heaven. Now, why is that? Now, it says here because it was necessary for Jesus to go away so that the Comforter could come. Yeah, Jesus promised that he would send the Comforter. Yeah, you don't see Jesus just dropping the disciples like,
hey,
I'm done here. Now it's your turn. Good luck.
Yeah.
Jesus promised them, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's in John
14:18.
John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
شما را یتیم نمیگذارم نزد شما میآیم.
Yeah, you will not be left to yourself.
شما تنهایی رها نخواهید شد.
I will send the comforter.
یتیم نمیکنمت آرامش دهنده.
Why does Jesus say I will come to you?
عیسی مسیح میگه چرا به حضورتون اومدم.
Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خداست.
And he sends the comforter who is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Let me show you that. Go to John 14:26. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Yeah, John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you.
اما تسلادهنده یعنی روح القدس که پدر او را به اسم من میفرستد او همه چیز را به شما تعلیم خواهد داد و آنچه به شما گفتم به یاد شما خواهد آورد.
Yeah. Jesus, of course, is the second person of the Godhead, the
Holy
Ghost, the Comforter. There's a third person of the Godhead. He is God. Yeah, why would was he sent to us now? It says, hey, to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, to guide us, to help us.
Now,
this verse, John 14:26, underline it, remember it.
به یادتون باشه حفظش کنید
زیر
خط بکشین.
So many times when I go out soul winning,
وقتی میرم بشارت بدم
I have, when I talk with Muslims,
وقتی با مسلمان ها صحبت میکنم
they all tell me, oh, Muhammad is in the Bible.
بهم میگن اس محمد اون تسلی دهنده است.
And they are thinking
that, میکنن که
and they're talking about the comforter, that's what they're thinking.
در مورد اون تسلی دهنده ای که عیسی قولش داده صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, Muhammad is the one sent after Jesus.
که عیسی مسیح قولش داد که میفرسته.
He is the comforter.
او تسلی دهنده ماست.
This verse shows you that Muhammad is not the comforter. It's the Holy Ghost who comes.
که روح القدس اون تسلی دهنده هست.
Yeah, this is a good verse to just show them.
آیه ایست که میتونیم به همه نشون بدیم.
Hey, you've listened to somebody who doesn't know what the Bible actually says.
بهتون تو عدد کلامی رو گفته که کتاب مقدس رو نخونده چون کلام خدا
قشنگ میگه. Yeah, and it also talks in other places that the comforter will live in you.
روح القدس درونتون زندگی میکنه. محمد درون شما.
Holy Spirit can live in you. Muhammad can live in you.
روح القدس میتونه در شما زندگی کنه اما محمد نمیتونه درون شما زندگی کنه.
Yeah. Now, why was it significant?
چرا اینقدر مهمه؟
That Jesus sent the Holy Spirit.
عیسی مسیح روح القدس رو بفرسته.
Of course, we already know that he guides the whole truth.
عیسی مسیح ما رو در همه حقایق حقیقت‌ها رهبری می‌کنه.
But also the Holy Spirit gives us power.
روح القدس به هممون قدرت میده.
To do the work of the ministry.
قدرت میده که خدمت کلام رو انجام بده.
To continue the work of Jesus on the earth.
انجام بدیم و تکمیل کنیم کار عیسی مسیح رو بر روی زمین.
To preach the gospel to this world.
کلام انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Go back to Acts 1.
به تمام دنیا اعمال رسولان فصل 1 رو
Acts 1, 4 till 9. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times, or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
و چون با ایشان جمع شد ایشان را امر فرمود که از اورشلیم جدا مشوید بلکه منتظر آن وعده پدر باشید که از من شنیده اید زیرا که یحیی به آب تعمید می‌داد اما شما بعد از اندک ایامی به روح القدس تعمید خواهید یافت از آنانی که جمع بودند از او سوال نموده گفتند خداوندا آیا در این وقت ملکوت را بر اسرائیل باز برقرار خواهی داشت بدیشان گفت برای شما نیست که زمانها و اوقاتی را که پدر در قدرت خود نگاه داشته است بدانید اما چون روح القدس بر شما می آید قدرت خواهید یافت و شاهدان من خواهید بود در اورشلیم و تمامی یهودیه و سامره تا اقصای جهان و چون این را گفت در حالی که ایشان می نگریستند بالا برده شد و ابری او را از چشمان ایشان در رو بود
Jesus talks about to wait for the promise of the Father. What is the promise? They will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon them. For what purpose? For the preaching of the gospel to the uttermost part of the earth. Yeah, so Jesus ascending into heaven is not a bad thing, it's a good thing. He finished his work on this earth. A new chapter begins, and now his disciples are to take the gospel and bring it to the ends of the world. But not left without comfort. They have help.
بدون کمک رها نشدن.
Yeah, they have been giving the Holy Spirit.
روح القدس بهشون داده.
Yeah, that gives them the power, the boldness to witness for Christ.
شاهد مسیح در همه دنیا.
And of course, that holds for us today as well.
امروز برای همه ما حقیقته.
We are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
ما قدرت داریم به وسیله روح القدس.
To preach the gospel in our generation.
عیسی مسیح رو به نسل خودمون به گم شدگان برسونیم.
To do the work of the ministry.
کار خدمت خداوند رو انجام بدیم و شاهدان او باشیم.
In our time.
در زمان خودمون در هر جایی که هست.
That's for the Great Commission.
فرمان عظیم عیسی مسیح.
To the ascension of Jesus.
با رفتن عیسی مسیح به آسمان. متصله.
Now it's a transition of
تبدیله.
The ministry of Jesus
خدمت
been given over, been given over
داده شدن به
yeah, to the disciples.
به شاگردان عیسی.
Yeah, Jesus has now left. He has ascended.
عیسی مسیح رفته
و به آسمان رفته. In 10 days
you will have
Pentecost, where the promise is going to be poured out.
خداوند انجام خواهد شد و روح خداوند بر روی همه ایمانداران قرار می‌گیرد.
Verse 8 was the great commission. Go preach the gospel to everybody. Verse 9 dissension.
و انجام اون قولش بود و آیه 9 رفتن عیسی مسیح بالا بود.
Yeah, we see this also
in فرمان اعظم خداوند اول گفته شد و بعدش رفتن عیسی مسیح.
We see this also in Luke 24.
در لوقا 24 هم این رو می‌بینیم.
Yeah, verse 47 and 48.
آیه 47 و 48 yeah. اینو میگه.
And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things.
از اورشلیم شروع کرده موعظه به توبه و آمرزش گناهان در همه امت‌ها به نام او خواهد شد و شما شاهد بر این امور هستید.
Yeah, the commission, Jesus telling them, preach the gospel to all nations. Then you have the promise in verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
و اینک من موعود پدر خود را بر شما می فرستم. پس شما در شهر اورشلیم بمانید تا وقتی که به قدرت از اعلا آراسته شوید.
Yeah, the promise of the Holy Spirit.
قول روح القدس.
And then the very next thing is the ascension of Jesus.
اتفاق بعدیش عیسی مسیح به آسمان رو بود.
Verse 15:51. And he led them out as far as the Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
50-51.
پس ایشان را بیرون از شهر تا بیت انیا برد و دستهای خود را بلند کرده ایشان را برکت داد. و چنین شد که در حین برکت دادن ایشان از ایشان جدا گشته به سوی آسمان بالا برده.
Yeah. Now why was it a good thing for the disciples that Jesus left? Why is it good for us? So they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do the work of the ministry.
از روح القدس که بتونیم با قدرت او کار خدمت خدا انجام
بدیم. So that we as
که ما به عنوان شاگردان
as believers as God's children
can be empowered
to do the work of the ministry yeah, by the Holy Spirit.
فقط با قدرت خداوند.
Let's go to Ephesians 4.
افسوسیان فصل 4.
Because with the Holy Spirit being given to us,
also come
spiritual gifts that are given to us.
That's another
benefit, a good thing for us. Ephesians 4 and read verses 7 till 10. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended in the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
اما هر یکی از ما را فیض بخشیده شد بر حسب اندازه بخشش مسیح. بنابراین میگوید چون او به بالاترین جایها صعود نمود، اسارت را به اسیری برد و بخشش ها به مردم داد. اما این صعود نمود چیز جز این که اول نزول هم کرده به مکانهای پستر زمین. آنکه نزول نمود همان است که صعود نیز کرد بالاتر از همه آسمان ها تا همه چیزها را پر کند.
Therefore, seven is that when he ascended up on high. This talks about the ascension.
In verse 7.
Yeah, first he descended into the lower parts of the earth. And of course this points to the fact that he paid for our sins. In hell, yeah. Acts 2:31. Yeah, he's seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption.
اما رستاخیز مکیس را پیشابیش دیده گفت که جان او در عالم مردگان گذاشته نشود بدن او فساد را نبیند.
He tasted death so we don't have to.
مرگ را مزه کرد که من و شما مزه نکنیم.
Yeah, Jesus again rose.
عیسی مسیح
the third day.
روز سوم از مردگان برخاست.
And 40 days after he ascended up into heaven.
و 40 روز بعدش به آسمان برده شد صعود کرد.
Now, not as in verse 8, but we just read from Ephesians.
در افسوسیان فصل 4 میگه.
It says, and gave gifts unto men.
Which one?
Ephesians 4. I should have told you to stay there. Now, who gives spiritual gifts to men.
Where does it say spiritual gifts?
Ephesians 4:8.
It says forgiveness. It doesn't say gift at first.
It doesn't say forgiveness at all. We're in the same chapter.
Yes, 4:8.
At the end.
Yes.
Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Forgiveness, it says here.
Okay. That's incorrect. Go to... I will come back later to this, and we go to Psalm 68.
Mazmur 68.
Because it's a quote from Psalm 68. You will see that.
Mazmur 68. ببینید چه چیزی رو گفته.
It actually says gave gifts to men.
بخشش ها
هدایا در حقیقت. I'll send you to another verse where it actually talks about these gifts. Go to 1 Corinthians 12.
اعمال اول قرنتیان 12.
1 Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 11.
آیه 4 تا 11.
First Corinthians 12. 12:4. 4 to 11. First Corinthians 12. 4 to 11. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the work of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
و عطایا گوناگون هستند ولی روح همان و خدمت‌ها گوناگون هستند اما خداوند همان و عمل‌ها گوناگون هستند اما همان خدا همه را در همه عمل می‌کند ولی به هر کس ظهور روح برای منفعت عطا می‌شود زیرا یکی را به واسطه روح کلام حکمت داده می‌شود و دیگری را کلام علم به حسب همان روح و یکی را به ایمان و همان روح دیگری را عطایای شفا دادن به همان روح و یکی را قوت معجزات و دیگری را نبوت و یکی را تمیز ارواح و دیگری را اقسام زبانها و دیگری را ترجمه زبانها اما در همه اینها همان یک روح فاعل است که به هر کس فردن به حسب اراده خود تقسیم می کند زیرا چنان که بدن یک است و اعضای متعدد دارد و تمامی اعضای بدن اگر چه بسیار است یک تن می باشد
Yeah, so who distributes the gifts? It's the Holy Spirit, and he gives the spiritual gifts whosoever he decides to give them. Now, if you're a believer, you have received one or more spiritual gifts. Yeah, for what use? Yeah, for the work of the ministry, to profit others.
Yeah,
and God wants you to be part of the ministry. That's why he has equipped you for that.
Yeah.
And I believe that we in this church have all the gifts we need to do the things that he wants to do today for him. The problem is not the lacking of gifts. The problem is the lacking of Christians who want to use those gifts for God's glory. Christians who need to become active in serving and ministering to others. Now, go to Psalm 68. Yeah, because the quote we just read is actually incorrectly translated there. It's actually from the Old Testament. It's from Psalm 68. And by the way, that also shows you that actually in verses 15 to 18, that actually the ascension was already announced in the Old Testament. Psalm 68, 15 till 18. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desired to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. And verse 18 is the verse. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
ای کوه باشان، ای کوه با قله های افراشته، ای کوه باشان، چرا با عذر می نگری؟ ای کوه با قله های افراشته، بر کوهی که خدا برای سکونت خیش طلب نمود، بر مکانی که خداوند جاودانه در آن ساکن خواهد شد. عرابه های خدا ده ها هزار و هزاران هزار است. خداوندگار در میان آنهاست و سینا در قدس است. آنگاه که به عرش برین صعود کردی، اسیران را به اسیری بردی و هدایا از آدمیان گرفتی، حتی از طغیانگران، تو تا که تو ای یهوه خدا در آنجا سکونت گزیدی.
Yeah, well, it does say receive gifts in the Psalm 68. Yeah. Ephesians 4 is a quote from this. Yeah, so that's actually what it should say. Yeah. So why was it better that Jesus ascended to heaven? Now, first of all, the Holy Spirit otherwise wouldn't come. Why was it better for Jesus to ascend to heaven?
چرا بهتر بود که عیسی بره؟
Yeah, because even from the Old Testament it was prophesied that would receive spiritual gifts.
هممون هدایای روحانی رو دریافت کنیم.
Let's look at another benefit.
بریم یه سود دیگر.
Yeah, that we enjoy.
که ما لذت ببریم.
Because Jesus ascended up into heaven.
لذت می‌بریم و به خاطر رفتن عیسی مسیح به آسمانه که داریم.
Go to Romans 8 again.
رومیان 8 رو باز
کنید. We read this first, but we focus on the first part.
اما قسمت اولش رو
صحبت کنیم. Romans 8:34.
آیه 34.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. That's all?
Yeah.
Okay. We already looked at this verse. Yeah, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He sits on the throne. He's an authority. Yeah, how does that benefit us? Yeah, it says here, he is making intercession for us. He is acting on our behalf. Jesus isn't treating God for you, for your benefit. Go to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God. For us.
زیرا مسیح به معابد ساخته شده به دست داخل نشد که مثال مکان حقیقی است بلکه به خود آسمان چون که الان در حضور خدا برای ما ظاهر شود.
عیسی
مسیح داره برای ما دعا
میکنه. He is in the presence of God
حضور
for
us. داره برای ما و برای خود خدا.
Yeah, Jesus uses that position he's in.
عیسی مسیح از اون موقعیتی که داره استفاده میکنه که سودی باشه برای من و شما. جایگزین ما دعا میکنه.
If you are in him, if you're a Christian, he speaks in your favor.
برای شما و به خاطر شما داره
Go to 1 Timothy 2:5.
دوم تیموتائوس 2:5.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
2:5.
1 Timothy 2:5.
اول تیموتائوس.
And after we go to 1 John chapter 2.
زیرا که یک خداست و یک واسطه در میان خدا و انسان، یعنی آن انسان مسیح عیسی.
Yeah, Jesus mediates for you.
عیسی مسیح یک میانجی است.
Of course, there's no better mediator than
Jesus. یک میانجی و میانجیگری برای ما.
Go to 1 John 2:1-2.
اول یوحنا 1:2-5.
My children, these things write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
ای فرزندان من، این را به شما می نویسم تا گناه نکنید. و اگر کسی گناهی کند، شفیع داریم نزد خدا، یعنی عیسی مسیح عادل، و اوست کفاره برای گناهان ما و نزد گناهان ما فقط، بلکه برای تمام جهان نیست.
1 John
اولی یوحنا 2 فصل 2.
1 John 2 verses 1 and 2.
Yeah,
pretty sure it's right.
It is right, man. Yeah. اول یوحنا فصل 2 آیه 1.
Yeah, so here it says that he also is our advocate. He speaks in our defense.
Now,
why do we need a defense?
Answer,
we all sin against God. And there's somebody who is continuously accusing us before God. Who is that? Go to Revelation 12 verse 10. Revelation 12 verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night.
زیرا که آن مدعی برادران ما که شبانه روز در حضور خدای ما برای ایشان تمام می‌زنند به زیر افکنده شد.
Yeah, so Satan is accusing the brethren, the Christians, before God.
در حقیقت محکوم میکنه. اتهام
میکنه. And it says he does this day and night.
شیطان شب و روز ما رو محکوم میکنه.
Yeah. He will go before God and will say, hey, did you see what he did? Did you see what she did? Then we have Jesus, who is our advocate, yeah, who is there for us, who is our mediator, who is pleading for us. And he will say, hey, that sin is paid. This is one of mine.
Yeah.
Jesus will be helping us. He's interceding for us. He is representing us before God.
Yeah,
he is for us.
Yeah,
this is the result. That's possible because he ascended into heaven.
And
he is now at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah,
being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Having
spiritual gifts. And have an advocate in heaven.
Here's
the last one I want to show you.
آخرین نکته که میخوام براتون نشون بدم که این کار میکنه یوحنا 14 آیه 2 سه.
And that is, he is preparing a place for you.
در حقیقت چرا رفته؟
John 14 verses 2 and 3.
آماده کنه. یوحنا 14 آیه 2 و 3. انجیل یوحنا نه رساله یوحنا.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may also be.
در خانه پدر من منزل بسیار است. وگرنه به شما میگفتم میروم تا برای شما مکانی حاضر کنم. و اگر بروم و از برای شما مکانی حاضر کنم، باز می آیم و شما را برداشته با خود خواهم برد. جایی که من می باشم، شما نیز باشید.
Yeah, so Jesus said, in my father's house there are many mansions.
And of course,
this is talking about heaven. And Jesus says, I will prepare a place for you. Jesus will go,
yeah,
talking about him ascending to heaven. And he is going to prepare things for us. Now, do we know exactly what it is? No. But what I do know that if Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, it's going to be magnificent. Yeah, because heaven is magnificent.
عظیمه و پرجلاله چون آسمان خداوند
به دست آسمان زیباست. چرا عیسی مسیح رفت
آسمان؟
One of the reasons is
یکی از دلایلش اینه
so he can prepare a place for you and me.
Why
is it beneficial that Jesus ascended into heaven? That he sits on the right hand of the Father. And when he left, yeah, he sent the Holy Spirit, who leads us, who guides us, who gives us the power to do the work of the ministry, so we can fulfill the Great Commission. He gave us spiritual gifts. Yeah, that's happened after he ascended to heaven. Then we have Jesus, who is a mediator. He intercedes for us. He is our advocate. He pleads our case. And then he is preparing a place for you and me. All these things are tied to the ascension of Jesus Christ. Now, lastly, I want to look at a promise. Because there's also a promise given directly with this story of the ascension.
Yeah?
Jesus did not leave his disciples comfortless. He just didn't drop everything. Jesus is working for you, me, right now.
بلکه عیسی مسیح داره هر روزه برای من و شما کار میکنه.
Now today we have this special privilege.
امروز این افتخار رو داریم من و شما.
As Christians, that we can be filled with the Spirit.
میتونیم از روح خداوند هر روزه.
That we have these gifts.
و این هدایا رو داریم که بتونیم برای خداوند
to do the work of the ministry.
بتونیم خدمت خداوند رو انجام
بدیم. And he left us with hope.
و همه رو با یه امید رها کرد.
Acts 1.
امیدی که در اعمال رسولان.
That's the hope that he will come again. Acts 1 verses 9 to
11.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. That's what the disciples are staring into heaven, seeing Jesus being taken away from them. But then the very next thing, they have two angels standing next to them who gave them the promise. Hey, Jesus will come back.
And
there will be a second coming. And here is how it will be.
Yeah?
Like the way you saw him going, it will be the way he will be coming back.
Yeah?
He will be descending in the clouds. Now, let me give you two more verses about that. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16-18. Yeah, this is about the second coming. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Yeah, so the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them into the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
زیرا خود خداوند با صدا و با صدای رئیس فرشتگان و با شیپور خدا از آسمان نازل خواهد شد و مردگان در مسیح اول خواهند برخاست. آنگاه ما که زنده و باقی باشیم با ایشان در ابرها ربوده خواهیم شد تا خداوند را در هوا استقبال کنیم و همچنین همیشه با خداوند خواهیم بود.
Yeah, it describes how Jesus will come back. Jesus will descend from heaven.
Yeah,
we as his children, as believers, when we are alive on the earth, we will be caught up in the clouds with him. Yeah, that's the promise that is given at the ascension of Jesus. He will come back. And there will be something that everybody will be witnessing. Yeah, in the clouds, with the shout of the archangel, with the trump of God. Yeah, it amazes me that there are those who teach a secret rapture.
خیلی برای من تعجب آوره کسایی که در
secret coming of Jesus Christ
ایمانداران یواشکیه
sneaking out the Christians
در صورتی که کلام خداوند میگه انقدر سر و صدا زیاد
that does not fit the scriptures
و در حقیقت رو
میگه he comes in the clouds
میگه عیسی مسیح رو آب میاد همه میبیننش
with a shout of archangel the trump of God
در حقیقت شیپور فرشتگان خواهد بود و صدای زیادی خواهد بود
listen to how Revelation 1:7 describes it Revelation 1:7
آیه 7 خیلی جالب توضیح میده
He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail before him. Even so, amen.
هر چشمی او را خواهد دید آنانی که او را نیزه زدند تمامی امت‌های جهان برای وی خواهند نالید
This is sound like a secret event
آیا به نظر میاد مخفیانه میاد
Any shape or form no it doesn't Every eye shall see him
همه چشم‌ها می‌بینند
All kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him
همه کسی که فرزند خدا نیستند
Why shall so many people wail
چرا این همه مردان ناله می‌کنند
Because they know what's happening They know who Jesus is But they've rejected Jesus. They know payday is coming. They know there's trouble. Yeah, the same day that Jesus will come in the clouds,
آسمان بیاد.
Yeah, to take us out of here. Those who are in Christ were alive then.
The resurrection. روی ابرها میریم.
The same day God was pouring out his wrath.
همون روزه که خداوند بعد از ربوده شد.
And they know they will escape.
در حقیقت خشمش رو و انتقامش رو برای زمین خواهد.
Yeah, that's why they will.
برای همین ناله خواهند کرد.
So with the ascension.
با رفتن به آسمان.
There's also a promise given.
یه قولی هم به همه ما داده شد که هنوز تکمیل نشد.
So I'm looking forward to that.
و منتظر اون قول.
Now you might say, how do we apply this to our lives today? Because it was kind of a Bible study on the topic of the ascension.
امروز فقط داشتیم یاد می‌گرفتیم به رفتن عیسی مسیح.
But there's some application for us as well.
اما یه سری قدم‌هایی هست که من و شما می‌تونیم تو زندگی
استفاده کنیم. Yeah, the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven.
همین که عیسی مسیح رفت آسمان.
Enables us to walk around as some people were filled with the Spirit. We have the comforter.
قدرت روح القدس و تسلی خداوند روی زمین قدم بر.
We have the Holy Spirit. We have that promise.
روح القدس رو داریم و این قول رو داریم.
And it depends on you.
فقط به شما بستگی داره.
If you want to be filled with the Spirit.
آیا از روح می‌خواید؟
Yeah, remember we talked about it recently. It's to be filled with the Word of God.
اول پر شدن از روح القدس چگونه است؟ از کلام خداوند باید باشیم.
Read your Bible every day.
کلام خداوند رو هر روز.
Make that habit. Make the discipline in your life.
عادت بکنیم تو زندگی.
Be filled with the Spirit.
از روح خدا پر شو.
That's a privilege that you as a New Testament believer have.
که من و شما به عنوان ایمانداران عهد جدید داریم.
How can we apply it to our lives?
چجوری تو زندگیمون این
رو؟ Now it talks about spiritual gifts that are given. Holy Spirit. Everybody has been given, who's saved has been given those gifts. Start using them. Start using them to bless others. To do the work of the ministry. And pursue the best gifts. Yeah, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:31. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
1 Corinthians 12:31.
You can just translate it.
12.
1 Corinthians 12:31.
اما عطایای بهتر را به اشتیاق بطلبید و راهی عالی‌تر را نیز به شما نشان
می‌دهم. And again, that's to benefit others. That's to do the work of the ministry.
به خاطر چی؟ چون خودخواهی نیست. می‌خوام خدمت کنیم به دیگران. می‌خوام خدمت بزرگتری برای خداوند داشته باشیم.
How do I apply?
چجوری من عملش کنم؟
This all to my life.
این همه اتفاقات تو کلام زندگیمون تو خود زندگی من.
Remember that.
یادمون باشه.
We have an advocate.
یه میانجی و شفیع داریم.
Remember that if we sin, which we do.
ما بیاریم که وقتی گناه می‌کنیم و می‌دونم که همه گناه می‌کنیم، می‌تونیم
به خداوند بگیم
و اعتراف کنیم.
Make right with him. We can have a clean start.
Yeah,
the Bible says if you confess your sins, your sins to God, not to a priest, to God, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse your whole righteousness.
And
that's the 1 John 1:10, I believe. Or 11. 10. 1 John 1:10. And if not, it's the next verse. Then, how do we apply this to our lives?
Now,
we can look forward that Jesus is preparing a place for you.
You
can look forward to living a life different from them on this world. You can look forward to eternal things. Having your eyes on the things not seen. Not being too overly concerned with the things of this world. The things that are temporary. And lastly, how do we apply this to our life? Now, if you look where this world is heading, you might get depressed. There's so much evil on this earth.
There's
so much bad things happening.
There's
so much turmoil.
And
you might think, is this ever going to be okay? The answer is yes. Because at the ascension, a promise was given as well. Hey, Jesus will come back. He will deal with the problems.
Don't
take us out of here and he will deal with the wickedness in this world.
Yeah,
let me close with a verse. Two verses. In first that we often quote actually for a different reason.
And that's 1 Timothy 3:16.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
و به یقین راز دینداری از این است که خدا در جسم ظاهر شد و در روح تصدیق کرده شد و به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امت‌ها موعظه شد و در دنیا ایمان آورد و به جلال بالا برده شد.
Yeah, we normally quote this verse
to point out that
God was manifest in the flesh. Yeah, Jesus is God in the flesh. But look at the last part of this verse. Yeah, it mentions the ascension, that he is received up into glory. Last part. And this is exactly how he will come back. In his glory. Mark 13:24-26. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
و در آن روزهای بعد از آن مصیبت خورشید تاریک گردد و ماه نور خود را بازگیرد و ستارگان از آسمان فرو ریزند و نیروهای آسمان متزلزل خواهند گشت آنگاه پسر انسان را ببینید که با قوت و جلال عظیم بر ابرها می آید
آمین
آمین آمین